Mentorship is something of a lost art in this day and age. The idea of older, wiser men and women helping to shape and to mould the younger ones seems to have been lost amidst the frenzy of today. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And it is a frenzy, isn't it? The world that I grew up in was so different to the one in which we live today. For most of my childhood, we didn't own a car. There was no phone in our house. Women mostly worked in the home. We were poorer then, but somehow people seemed happier. Life seemed a lot simpler. Now, I'm not suggesting that we can turn the clock back, or even that we should for that matter. But back then, the elders in our society, parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, had a much greater influence on us young ones as we were growing up. Today, teenagers and young adults are much more influenced by their chosen influencers on social media than they are by the wise elders in their immediate circle. And that's not a good thing. Listen to King Solomon, one of the wisest men who's ever lived, as he addresses his sons. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 15 and 16. "My son, it makes me happy when you make a wise decision. It makes me feel good inside when you say the right things." And yes, it is pleasing to see our young ones make wise decisions. So listen up. If you're an elder, take the time, find a way to guide and to mentor some of the young folk in your life. And if you're a young person, seek out wise mentors, listen to them, learn from them, so that you end up making wise decisions. That's God's Word fresh for you today. Out of His love, God pours His practical wisdom out through His Word. That's why I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.